Well, we couldn't be happier, obviously, to get the win and fix what was broken. We didn't play very well against St. Louis the other night, and this team plays, Winnipeg team plays a similar game, heavy, hard, a lot of pinching, and I thought we did a much better job tonight. So to get the reward at the end of the night was icing on the cake, and now we got to keep that recipe going.
Everything just went right on the last goal.
It did. We were, you know, what worked in our favor was the disputed goal. Before that, it gave us the time to rest Pavelski, who was our right-handed faceoff guy. And he was coming off if we didn't get that break. And gave us a chance to set something up, and everything went right.
Nice to see Patrick get back on the score sheet tonight.
Yeah, you know what? The focus, when you're an elite scorer like Patty Marleau is, the focus goes to the goals and assists all the time. And let's face it, he has to get on the score sheet for us to have long-term success. But there's also a lot of things that he has to do well away from the net, and he's been doing those things. He's had a number of shots and looks, even tonight on the power play. And it'll go in for him eventually. We just don't want him dwelling on the stat sheet. We want him dwelling on the wins and losses and how he can contribute. It's been good in those areas.
A couple of players were asked to talk about how Thornton really was missing on a bunch of different areas of the rink. From a coach's perspective, what is the area that you are missed most today, or what's the play most
bad? Well, face-off circle is a big thing. He's so dominant in that area, and then the power play, he settles things down, and you know, he's been one of the best passers in the world for years now, and penalty kills can take a different approach. When he's not involved, he's a big guy that can protect pucks, and he can find people through a crowd, so you can't run around as much. You can't be as aggressive when he's on the ice. But we have good players that can step up for him and produce in those areas as well.
We saw a lot of the players looking up at the scoreboard during the highlights from the juniors. For yourself, watching it, what was your?
Well, I'm a very loyal Canadian. I was part of that program at one point, and I'm very happy for Hockey Canada, the people in Canada, the fans that supported the tournament, and as well as the young players. But we all have prospects that played on other teams as well. So we're excited for any young man that got to participate in that tournament. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. And they'll have memories whether they won or lost for the rest of their life, and know that they represented their country as well.
You had mentioned this morning you wanted a better commitment to the team. Did you get that tonight?
I thought we got it. Like I said, you can't make a wrong a right all the time, and that wasn't the case tonight, but we needed to get back on track. We needed to become the competitive group that we can be, and for the most part, we got that. But tomorrow's another day, and we can't be like a yo-yo up and down all the time. We've got to find some consistency.
Thank you. Thank you.